Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
All right, so fifth house?
Yeah, the fifth house.
My son, my oldest son, Devin, Capricorn rising.
Nice.
Yeah, so that shake us with your children or your love life or something speculative. So, it could be like we talked about with Claudia, even though she's having it transit her house, but it could,
with sexuality as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's crazy. She's like reading. I know a person who's having Uranus transit the fifth, and this person is kind of going through, I would say, like something similar, or at least like it's been shown to me that that's what might be going on.
Mm. And keeping in mind, if it's I think the impact of Uranus or any outer planet, if, like I said, if it's aspecting a natal planet or a progressive planet, in close aspect, I think for the most part, that's when it'll be felt.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So creative endeavors, fifth house.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So you could be using some technology to create, to create some new invention, and some new startup. So the fifth house is all about creativity, and it's the house of politics, the house of children, it's, romance. So a Uranus there is shaking things up or causing just some, maybe if it's your children, there may be, some separation with your children. If maybe you're expecting, it could maybe cause, it's aspecting, maybe Pluto or some other planet. I mean, hopefully not, but like,
it could cause like miscarriages.
Yeah. I hate to say negative things. You can see me like,
No, but it's fine. I mean, it's okay. I believe
that words have the power to manifest things, and I have such difficulty speaking.
So wait, stop. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I switched to Hellenistic astrology is because it's not that hold your hand.
Rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah. Astrology. Everything, it's, hey,
it's raw.
Prolific. This is coming. So how do you marry that with what you just said?
It's hard. I understand her though. She's right. The tongue is powerful, mighty, mighty strong, especially for Mercury and Pisces. Come on, Paul.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how do you try to stay positive and explain something malefic coming up?
It's hard.
It is really hard because this is, again, going back to the blessing and the curse. I honestly believe that that there could be a gazillion different manifestations of planetary aspects, oppositions, conjunctions, trines, whatever the case may be. But oftentimes we are limited, the astrologer, to our own form of creativity of thinking outside the box about the different possibilities. And a lot of times you maybe try to understand who the individual is and what they have going on and try to think, because sometimes you can plant a seed. You can plant a seed and they can, they can, if they accept it, they can sort of will it.
Like Inception.
Yeah. So, but, we're not talking about anyone in particular. So, yes.
No.
Yes, it could cause.
I like how you said that, though, because you're absolutely right. Like, we really could plant a seed.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes off like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's why astrologers were known as magi back in the day.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you, well, in a reading, do you talk about malefics and stuff? I mean, how, like for...
I do, but I try not to touch on it too much, but, and I try to slant it in such a way that and to empower the person to, you know, to basically say you have the ability to whatever it is that you are trying to manifest, line up with it. And because the thing is wavering thoughts. And especially sometimes if you're focusing on the negative, then you're going to attract that. There's a good chance that you're going to attract what it is that you're thinking about.
I got a question. I sent you a picture.
Uh-huh.
And you actually ended up being, did I tell you was right? I don't know if you was right.
What? You sent me a picture?
Yes. And I sent you a picture of a chart. And I asked the person, and actually you was right.
So only because you had already mentioned it. You had mentioned that that person lost a child. And so I was looking then at those aspects because.
But both of you, but what you said, both of it was right. It wasn't right. So I just tell you.
Okay.
Both kids got hit by a car.
Wow.
But the second one was hit by a drunk driver.
Oh, when I said Neptune, because Neptune was involved.
Yes, you were saying drugs or something involved or whatever. And at first, I was kind of thinking, was he driving drunk or whatever? And whatever. But he actually was hit by somebody who was intoxicated or whatever.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So I guess
because the outcome already had happened, I was able to say ask.
But now I'm getting to my question. What if it hadn't happened yet? How would you have approached that? Would you have approached that? Would you have spoke to that?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.